Do you have a kid who worries a lot? This can be so common with highly sensitive kids, and I know it can feel so tough to know how to help. So often, our knee-jerk reaction is to try to convince our child that what they're worried about is really not a big deal and that everything's going to be okay. But I'm going to show you in today's episode why that is one of the worst things that you can do. And we'll also talk about how to respond effectively. Let's get into it. Parenting is the hardest job ever, and parenting a highly sensitive child who's struggling can feel downright impossible. If you're suffering through endless meltdowns, walking on eggshells, and losing sleep worrying, you've landed in the right place. Because I'm here to help you feel good about parenting your highly sensitive child. I'm Dr. Hillary, clinical psychologist and mom of three, and you're listening to the Raised Resilient podcast, where I help you make sense of your child's challenging behaviors and build resilience in the face of their big emotions. So warm up your coffee and grab your earbuds. It's time to turn your child's sensitivity into their superpower. Hey, Cycle Breakers, welcome back to Raised Resilient. I'm your host, Dr. Hillary, and I am so glad you're here. So often, our highly sensitive kids can get stuck in cycles of anxiety where they are just worried about every little thing. In fact, I cannot tell you how often I work with a family in my Chaos to Connection program where their child has actually been diagnosed with an anxiety disorder. And through our work together and through helping their child develop the skills that they need to manage this anxiety in a healthy way without letting it take over, these kids, after just 8 weeks, no longer meet criteria for an anxiety disorder, which is wild. But I hope that is a message to you about how incredibly powerful our response to our kids when they're anxious is, okay? So you as a parent have so much power in just how you respond to your child's anxiety. I've had families take their kids off of anxiety meds after working together. I've had families who were about to put their kids on anxiety meds no longer need to pursue meds after working together. And it's not like we're doing magic in this program. I mean, I do think it's magic. I really, really do. But my point is, we're not doing anything super out there. We are literally just empowering these parents with the tools they need to be able to respond effectively to their highly sensitive child's emotions, including anxiety. I've also supported families whose kids were so anxious they were refusing to go to school. And through working with me, just for a few months, they were able to completely reverse this pattern simply by changing how they were responding to their child in anxious moments. This stuff is so powerful, and how we respond to our child's anxiety is so incredibly important. So important that it can make the difference between a child who presents as so anxious that they meet criteria for an anxiety disorder and a child who is able to regulate that anxiety and no longer meets that criteria. I see this happen all the time. And so before we get further into talking about kids with anxiety and how to help with anxiety and why reassuring your child is not helpful, let me just say that if that's you, if your highly sensitive child is really struggling with anxiety and you don't know how to help, book a free breakthrough session with me and let's talk through what's going on. And I will let you know if I feel that my Chaos to Connection program is the next best step for your family. If it's not, I'm going to point you in the right direction. And if it is, we'll talk about what that looks like. So this truly could be the best 45 minutes you spend working on your parenting, and it's totally free. So book your breakthrough session, raisedresilient.com/breakthrough. I would love to talk to you about how I can help. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what anxiety actually is to start with. This is really, really important. How many of you, just when I mention anxiety, you feel a little anxious inside? You feel some of those anxious sensations in your body. You're not alone if that's you, if the mere mention of anxiety makes you feel a little anxious. That happens because anxiety at its core is really just discomfort. It's really just an uncomfortable emotion. But because anxiety is uncomfortable, and because most of us never learned to deal with our anxiety in a healthy way, we get anxious in the face of our child's anxiety. We are very quick to see it as a problem. We are very quick to think of our child's anxiety as something that we need to fix. And our response to our kids in these moments reflects that feeling of, I need to fix this. This is not okay. This is a problem. Anxiety is bad and it should not exist. But that's not true, okay? Anxiety is just another uncomfortable emotion. It's a normal part of being human. We all feel anxious sometimes. So that is the first and probably the most important mindset shift here, is that anxiety is a normal part of the human experience for all of us sometimes. Now, the second piece of this is that anxiety is what I like to call self-perpetuating. Now, that doesn't mean that if you feel anxious, you're causing your own anxiety. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that when we have a fear response to our own anxiety, right? We feel anxiety and then instantly we make sense of it as, oh, that shouldn't be there. That's bad. This is not an okay thing to feel. So because we've made sense of our anxiety as something that's scary and bad and not supposed to exist, we try to find ways to get rid of it. Maybe we seek reassurance. Maybe we seek reassurance from our partner to tell us that everything's going to be okay. Or maybe we seek reassurance by Googling, trying to make sure that the thing we're worried about is really not that bad. Or maybe we avoid the thing that makes us anxious. We avoid going to that place or doing that thing because we know that that thing makes us feel anxious. And this pattern of avoidance is exactly what happens to kids who are stuck in a pattern of school refusal. So we never, for most of us, learned how to be with our own anxiety. We've spent our entire lives running away from it. And so when your kid comes to you and they're anxious, it's really easy to feel like the right move is just to shut it down. However you can, shut it down because anxiety is bad and we're not supposed to feel it. So this is where we get stuck in this pattern of trying to fix, trying to reassure, trying to tell our kid that everything's going to be fine. Because consciously or unconsciously, we are uncomfortable with the idea of our kid feeling anxiety. So this programming of anxiety equals discomfort, which equals bad, which equals run away from it, however you can, this programming is really where our knee-jerk desire to reassure our kids comes from. But what can happen when we reassure our child that everything's going to be fine is that actually that can perpetuate the anxiety. So not only is it not your job to fix your child's feelings, including anxiety, but when you reassure your child that everything actually is fine and they don't need to worry, you are not actually even fixing the anxiety. You are perpetuating it. So let's use the example of your child having a big test the next day and they're worried about how they're going to do. Your child comes to you and says, I'm so worried about my test tomorrow. I feel like I'm going to fail. I don't know what to do. And you say something to the effect of, oh, but you studied so hard. I watched you. You know this stuff inside and out. You're not going to fail. Or with younger kids, a really common situation is that they're afraid of things that they imagine lurk in the dark in their bedrooms at night. This is so, so common when kids turn 3 into 4. Their imaginations become much more developed and they can suddenly start to imagine all of these scenarios that could exist in the dark. And they tell us, I'm afraid there's monsters in my closet. And we say, oh, monsters aren't real. There's no monsters in your closet. See? So when that happens, when you tell your child, oh, there's nothing to worry about, and here's the evidence as to why, you're invalidating your child's experience. Okay, so your child is telling you that they feel worried, and you're saying, here's why that feeling shouldn't exist. And this does the opposite of build resilience. Resilience is when we can cope in a healthy way with whatever comes our way, with any feelings that we have, no matter how uncomfortable they are. And when we trust that we are good problem solvers and that no matter what happens, we can cope. Resilience is trusting that you have the skills that you need to tolerate and cope with and navigate discomfort. So when you reassure your child that, oh, you're not going to fail, you know this stuff, or there's no monsters, monsters aren't real, you might think that the anxiety is just going to dissipate now. Your child has the reality, the facts, and so there's no reason to be anxious. But what we know about kids who are feeling anxiety is that when we say that, we are actually just leaving them alone with their sense of feeling anxious. The anxious feelings don't go away. Your child still feels anxious. They now just feel like, oh, well, I shouldn't feel the way I feel. And my parent doesn't get it. The other really important piece here is that when you reassure your child, the message is not about sitting in the discomfort and how that is okay and safe to do. You're actually inadvertently communicating to your child that, yeah, that anxiety feeling is not safe, but here's why you shouldn't feel it, so you're good. You're good in this case because you shouldn't feel the anxiety. I mean, crisis avoided, right? But gosh, if you were feeling anxiety and I couldn't provide you the facts as to why you shouldn't worry, that's not good. That would be scary, but that's not where we're at, so we're good. Now, again, I know that's not what you're trying to do. When you're reassuring your child, you're trying to just help them feel better. But here's what I'd like for you to consider. Remember that anxiety is a normal, expected part of the human experience. All of us will feel anxiety at some point. And because anxiety always has some component of uncertainty around the future, how is this thing gonna go? I can't predict the future, so I can't know that for sure. There's no amount of Googling or seeking reassurance that is gonna make that anxiety go away. And so instead of focusing on trying to get rid of our kids' anxiety, we will help them so much more if our focus is on helping them learn to tolerate the discomfort and on empowering them to trust their inherent ability to cope with whatever happens. Because the uncertainty part of the equation is always going to be there. But when we have uncertainty coupled with our assumption that we would not be able to cope with whatever might happen, we are going to feel like we have to run away from that anxiety. And how do we run away from anxiety when we're older and we're not coming to our parents for reassurance? Well, we use substances to numb the pain. We binge watch Netflix. We scroll social media to stay numb. We stay up all night Googling and so many other not great ways of coping with discomfort. So instead of trying to make your child feel better when they are feeling anxious, I want you to look at anxiety the way you would any other feeling. And I want you to welcome it. And I want you to allow it to just be. Stop trying to fix it. So your child comes to you and says, oh, I've got this test tomorrow. I'm so nervous about it. I feel like I'm going to fail. I don't know what to do. Instead of jumping to reassure your child, you can help your child sit in that discomfort in your safe presence. That might sound something like this. You might say, oh yeah, you're really worried about your test tomorrow. Tell me more about it. Or you might say, I remember worrying a lot before tests when I was your age. Do you want to tell me about it? You might even say to your child, oh, it sounds like you're worried about the test. I get that. You know, it makes sense. You've studied really hard and you don't know how it's going to turn out. So it makes sense you might feel kind of worried about it. It's okay to feel worried. We all feel that way sometimes. Now notice you're not saying to your child, oh yeah, you're totally going to fail. I mean, of course you're worried about that. You're also not saying to your child, oh yeah, those monsters are going to get you. Because I think a lot of parents worry that if we lean into allowing the anxiety, that we're really going to be agreeing with the anxiety. And that's not true. We are normalizing that anxiety is a normal human emotion. We are letting it be. We can even tell our child, you know, we all feel worried sometimes. We all feel that way. And sometimes that worried voice in your head is going to feel really, really loud. And so when you hear that voice, it's okay to just listen to it. Ask it what it has to say to you. Ask it what it wants you to know. Ask it how it's trying to protect you. Because that worried part of us is always trying to protect us. Even when we don't need that protection, it's always trying. And sometimes I'll say to my kids, I'll model for them, you know, when I feel my worried voice getting really loud, I like to listen to it. I like to ask it, how are you trying to protect me right now? And when I really let my worried voice know that I hear it, something really cool happens. And usually that is that my everything's going to be fine and I can cope with whatever happens voice gets louder. So talking about anxiety as just one voice or one part can be really powerful because so often when we feel anxious, we feel like it is just us. We are just anxious. And that can feel scary and all-consuming. But when you help your child understand that this is just a part of them and that it's here to protect them, it can really be empowering for your child to feel like they're not taken over by the anxiety. Another thing that I think is really, really helpful is helping your child understand that anxiety does feel uncomfortable. It's normal that anxiety feels uncomfortable. It feels uncomfortable for all of us. It's not just your child who's feeling uncomfortable. But even when you're feeling so much worry, when that worried voice is so loud, you are still safe. So when in doubt about how to respond to your child's anxiety, I want you to ask yourself this. Am I trying to shut my child's anxiety down right now? Am I trying to stop it or fix it? Do I feel the need to make this better for my child, to make this feeling go away? Or is my response right now helping my child feel more comfortable in the discomfort of anxiety? Am I helping my child sit in this feeling and recognize that it is just like any other feeling, that it's going to come and it's going to go? If your response is rooted in you wanting to allow your child the space to feel, that's great. That's what we want. And that is what over time is going to build resilience. But if you're trying to shut down the anxiety, if you're trying to fix it, if you're trying to make it go away, I want you just to notice that. I want you to sit with your own anxiety in that moment and remind yourself that even though you feel anxious in the face of your child's anxiety, even though you feel uncomfortable in the face of your child's discomfort, you are safe. Your child is safe. And feeling this anxiety, this worry is safe. You will not do this perfectly, but the more you start to really ask yourself, am I encouraging this feeling to be and letting it be and letting my child be in it in my safe presence? Or am I trying to shut this down and make it stop? The more you play with that question, the more you ask yourself, where is my response coming from right now? The more you get comfortable in the discomfort of your own emotions, you will be more comfortable in the face of your child's emotions. And learning to be comfortable in the discomfort is the best way to handle anxiety and not let it turn into anxiety that gets out of control and feels like it's at the level of an anxiety disorder, just constantly impacting your life. I hope this is helpful. I hope this empowers you to feel more confident in your response to your child's worry. And I hope you feel just a little more empowered to be comfortable in the discomfort. Thank you so much for listening. And I will catch you in the next episode. Want to continue the conversation and connect with other parents who get it? Join our free Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/raised resilient. I can't wait to see you in there. And if you loved today's episode, I'd be so honored if you'd share it with a friend who needs it. Thanks for listening. And until next time, we've got this.